Look at the opportunities before us.
This election really isn't about the left versus the right. It's about we the people choosing our government and the choice between freedom versus tyranny.
Nobody has a chronic disease burden like we have. Why are we allowing this to happen to our children? Ultimately, the only thing that will save our country is if we choose to love our kids more than we hate each other.
What is going on here is deeper than politics. It is deeply spiritual. We are being called to rise above the hatred and the fear and the evil.
We need to remember above and beyond that we must love our neighbors, that we must treat other people as we hope to be treated.
You want to be a rebel? You want to be a hippie? You want to stick it to the man? Show up on your college campus and try calling yourself a conservative.
America is going to reach heights that it has never seen before. The future is going to be amazing!
Don't you want healthy children? Don't you want a president that's going to make America healthy again?
I come to you today as a former Democrat. I will be a first-time Trump voter today.
People dreamed this country, and it's the people who are making America great again.
I did it again. I do it every time. Every time I start the video with some one of these beautiful pieces, I end up in tears before the show starts. I don't know why. I can't see if I've all got glassy eyes. Hey there, patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. I'm Melissa, Red Pill the World. That's what we do here, right? We look at the current events in the light of God's word because this is biblical, right? Are y'all crying? Did that video make y'all cry? Happy tears. Oh, we're winning our country back. We're getting our country back. Oh, gosh, y'all, 6 days, a week from today, we will have our president inaugurated. And here we go. Here we go. And President Trump just talked today about the External Revenue Service. We're going to talk about that today. The External Revenue Service instead of the Internal Revenue Service. We're taxing us to death. Thank you, Lord. If you guys are new, check it out. My website, freedomforce.live. You'll see all the links here, wherever you find this video. People share the videos, and I really appreciate you guys doing that. Wherever you see this video, you'll see freedomforce.live, and there you'll see all of our social media and all our videos, video channels, as well as the categories, the video playlists, where we have all kinds of videos over there about our heritage, our President Trump's history, the wonderful truth about end times. So check it out. Check it out. There are my books on end times. It's wonderful, wonderful news. It's not the scary stuff. It's the end times for them. It's the 1,000 years of peace for us. I'm going to show you some of the good things from the minor prophets today. Don't forget to hit that like button. Don't forget to hit the like button. Yes, cry for happy. Yes, good evening. Now tell me, give me the thumbs up, but also tell me, what do you guys think about getting together on Tuesday at 5 p.m.? Is that easier, harder, better, worse, whatever? Tell me what it is in the chat. And then, okay, so don't forget to hit the like button. And don't forget, if you haven't subscribed, I looked at something today. I had been unsubscribed. And then also share. I really appreciate it. And also all the social media we're doing, I try to post things that I think that are really good to blast out there. So let's see what President Trump said today. Look at this post. I'm going to make it a little bit bigger so you guys can actually read it along with me. Look what President Trump said. For far too long, we have relied on our great people using the Internal Revenue Service. Through soft and pathetically weak trade agreements, the American economy has delivered growth and prosperity to the world while taxing ourselves. It's time for that to change. Y'all hear that? It's time for that to change. I'm today announcing I will create the external revenue service. Now, I may be the only one. I didn't ever really think of the term internal revenue service, really. But they're I didn't think about the terminology, but that was what it is they were taxing us. As President Trump's talked about, was it McKinley was the president who was a business leader who knew how to, tax, tariff all these other countries if they want to do business with America, and that they had so much money they didn't even know what to do with it. So that was an external tax. And now, we see that they've taxed us, only they could tax us to death and still be in debt, 5 trillion, whatever it is, I've lost count. He says, today I'm announcing I'll create the external revenue service to collect tariffs, duties, and all revenue that comes from foreign sources. We'll begin charging those that make money off us with trade, and they will start paying finally, because he didn't really do this in his first term, right? They will finally pay their fair share. January 20, 2025 will be the birth date of the External Revenue Service. Make America Great Again. Hot diggity. What do you think about that, you guys? Tell me your thoughts in the chat. This is really biblical. And we've been talking about this for a long time. I've been saying, feel like you keep promising these things, Melissa. You keep saying this is going to happen, and now President Trump has announced it. I keep saying, how many times have I read to you guys from Habakkuk? I'll read a little portion from Habakkuk because I've read thousands of times. It says, wealth is treacherous and the arrogant are never at rest. They open their mouths as wide as the grave, and like death, they're never, never satisfied. They take and they take and they take and they take and they take, and they never, ever are satisfied. In their greed, they've gathered up many nations and swallowed many peoples. But soon their captives will taunt them. That's us. We'll mock them. What sorrow awaits you, thieves? Now you'll get what you deserve. You become rich by extortion. They've extorted this money from us, forcing us that if we don't pay the taxes, there's just, no telling what'll happen to you. But how much longer can this go on? And really, the honest truth is they've gotten us where they really, they can't take any more from us. It's just like the children of Israel who had been enslaved in bondage in Egypt. They had nothing else to take from them. I mean, you can't take the shirt off the people's backs. Suddenly your debtors will take action and turn on you and take all you have while you stand trembling and helpless. In other words, New World Order, you are the ones who will be left penniless. Because you have plundered many nations, now all the survivors will plunder you. The survivors will plunder you. You committed murder through the countryside and you filled the towns with violence. When I read this before, I didn't realize who our enemy was, so I didn't understand who I was reading about. What sorrow awaits you who build big houses with money gained dishonestly. Really, the biggest part of that is through the confiscatory taxes. And it says here, they'll no longer confiscate your vineyards. No longer confiscating your vineyards. The Lord promised this. This is in Isaiah 65. No longer will they confiscate your wealth. No telling what we could own if we hadn't had our just everything robbed from us by these people. They gained this money dishonestly and by fraud. You believe your wealth will buy security, putting your family's nest beyond the reach of danger. They thought, if I have a little bit more and I have a little bit more, take a little bit more from these people, then we'll be safe. We'll be safe from, they won't be able to catch us. They won't be able to prosecute us. But by the murders you committed, you've shamed your name. You've shamed your name and forfeited your lives. Now, in the past, people haven't really necessarily known who was the shameful one who was doing this. Now we do. Now we realize it's the very ones that we have, elected, trusted. They've shamed their name and they forfeited their lives. I'm going to show you this Newsome character. I'm telling you, his name is a shame throughout the country, especially those poor people in California. The very stones in the walls cry out and the beams in the ceilings echo the complaint. I mean, even the walls are like, how could you do this to the people? What sorrow awaits you, What sorrow awaits you who build big cities with money gained through murder and corruption. And this is what we're going to see. They're talking about they've already have plans for a new Los Angeles 2.0. Have you seen this? Have y'all seen this? Have y'all seen this? This man, I mean, you can, nobody can tell me that this was, I mean, the cinders have not even cooled yet. And they're already talking about how they've got plans for 2.0. This, it's mind boggling. It really, really is. This is from Habakkuk chapter 2. And Habakkuk chapter 2 is the very first chapter I ever read when I first went and spoke at the this event in Washington, D.C., when they had an open mic and the Lord said, go read to them what you were reading on that plane. I'm like, so I read Habakkuk 2, and that's when everybody's screaming and like so excited. And I'm like, we have to talk about how this is biblical. Yes, that's what the Lord has given us this job to do. All right, so I want you to see this man right here, and I want to read to you some of his posts. His name, his X account is called The Money Cruncher, Money_Cruncher. And so look at this. This congressman named, hey there, Austria. Okay, yes, thank you. I will come to your home, petite, petit, whatever, to stay at your home in Australia if I come over there. Money Cruncher said that Congressman Buddy Carter just introduced a bill to abolish the IRS, repeal income tax, payroll taxes, estate taxes, and gift taxes. All that to be repealed, abolished. Abolished the IRS completely. And so this man, thank you, Money Cruncher, read through the 132-page proposal so you don't have to. Now, I don't know if President Trump is getting behind this bill, but I hope that he does. Anyway, this post has been seen by 1.3 million people. This was just posted on the 12th. So a lot of people are ready to have the IRS abolished. Let's read over a little bit of this. He says, I'm going over the proposals and review the data to understand the impact of it. Repeal Subtitle A of the IRC of 1986. This includes individual taxes, corporate taxes, capital gains, taxes on dividends and interest, self-employment. I'm telling you, if the people have their money, they can just get ready. Get ready. And the corporations can start to hire people. I mean, it will be a golden age like you can't even imagine. The capital gains. Here, these idiots. What? This woman was saying that she wanted to tax unrealized capital gains. What that means is you haven't even taken the money yet. You haven't even cashed in your capital gains. And they want to go ahead and tax you on it. Because at that point, you don't know if it's going to go down again. You could go up, you could go down. Until you cash out, it's still in flux. But they wanted to tax you. Of course, they don't want to give you money back if you lose. But anyway, whatever. The whole point is he's saying that this will be repealed in if this passes, then the taxes on dividends and interest will be repealed. So imagine people who are investing. They won't have to worry about being taxed on all this. They'll say, well, let's go. Let's get started on doing all these this investment. So it's super, super amazing. Repeal the payroll taxes. This would eliminate payroll taxes, such as those supporting Social Security and Medicare. Can you imagine what percentage is it, you guys, that they take out of your out of our paychecks? Just like, what is it, 13-something percent? I don't even like to look. It's just crazy, crazy amount that they take out of just off the top. Done. Eliminate that. And you might think, well, how are we going to pay for Social Security? Because Social Security is insolvent. Well, do not forget, I've been telling you many times, let me just go ahead and show it to you again, just in case you guys forgot. If you go to treasury.gov/OFAC/downloads, /SDN list, you will see SDNlist.pdf, you will see, and I'll post this into the chat, but you will see this is Office of Foreign Assets Control. There are now 2,877 pages of assets that have been seized. You guys, I'm telling, we're rich. We really are rich. We are rich. There it is right there. This is the seized assets. Already, this has already been seized. Money is in the bank. This is not something they're looking at getting. This is already money in the bank. So seized assets. So I want you guys to see that. So he knows this. President Trump knows this. He put out the executive order. He knew it was going to take 4 years or whatever to go through all the, I mean, not all of them are gone through, but to go through like, what is it? A third of them have been unsealed and gone through the court system and to seize these assets. Look at this. Page after page after page after page of 2,800 pages of all these assets that are seized. It's got to be in the trillions. So don't worry about Social Security. They lied to us. They've lied to us about all this. And they were hoping that they would be able to gain control of it, but they have not been able to, clearly. And so those assets are in President Trump's control. And so those assets will be used for the Golden Age. For all of us. So don't worry about that. Here it says number three, repeal estate and gift taxes. Of course, you can't keep taxing us even when we're dead. Hello. Subtitle B of the Internal Revenue Code, which governs estate and gift taxes, is repealed under this law that they're hoping to pass. This effectively eliminates the federal taxes imposed on the transfer of wealth through inheritance or gifting tax. Outrageous that they would even tax it again and again and again and again. But that's what they do. That's exactly what Habakkuk was saying. Then instead of all income-based taxes, Section 201 of the proposal establishes a new national sales tax system. For the year 2027, the sales tax rate is 23% of gross payments for taxable property, basically goods and personal consumption. All right. So that's I don't necessarily agree with that because I'm thinking it should just be on luxury goods. And then President Trump will say on tariffs, because we know that the people who are the poorest are the ones who get hit hardest by this national sales tax. So I think it should just be on luxury goods. And then President Trump will bring in all this other revenue through the External Revenue Service. But anyway, still in all, this man has done a great job getting this together. And so maybe make a few tweaks to it. And whatever President Trump says, the man is a genius. He's a genius, and he knows how to make America great again. He knows how to make everybody wealthy again, and this is what's going to happen. All right, so, you know, it says the personal consuming or using the taxable property or service is liable for sales tax. So if you go to the store and buy milk, you'll pay 23% in inclusive national sales tax along with any applicable state or local taxes. Okay, again, I'm not really crazy about that idea. I, again, say it should be luxury goods, and it should be tariffs, as he was just saying on his post, this External Revenue Service. I really wanted to abolish the IRS entirely, just have our revenue from the External Revenue Service. Don't even worry about taxing people internally. Wouldn't that be great? Oh, we'll see. We'll see what happens. That starts January 20, 2025. Wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be great this year if President Trump said, don't worry about doing your filing your taxes? Oh my goodness, because my husband and I, we were just like, oh my goodness, here we go again. We're going to have to file our income tax. And we're just sitting there going, such a nightmare to go through. Anyway, so wouldn't that be great? Oh my goodness. I would just love that. Anyway, I'm just going to hold on tight on that. But anyway, he's saying the tariffs and the duties and the revenue are from foreign sources. Just buckle up and see. All right. So anyway, I just want you to see that. That was from Money Cruncher, and I will post that in the chat. So if you guys wanted to read that, and I had posted that a little earlier today. Here we go. Here's the link. Right. One more. Let me go back. Here we go. That's where I had posted that. All right. So copy this link right here. I'm going to post it right there. So in case you guys want to read more about that. And then look what Elon posted today. This is so outrageous. This is from Wall Street Mav talking about what's happening right now under the Biden administration, under the cabal system, the deep state, whatever, New World Order, whatever you want to call it, the corrupt system. Look at this. The U.S. government has had a total revenue in this for December 2024 of $454 billion. And out of that, they paid $140 billion in national debt on the national debt. 140 of the 454, like what is that? A third is being sent over, basically to the banksters. We know that that money is going to the bankers, the New World Order bankers. Actually, look at this. Oh, okay, here we go. If you ignore the Social Security and unemployment insurance money, the U.S. government had $317 billion in revenue and paid $140 billion in interest. That's 44%. If you don't even include Social Security and unemployment insurance money. Yeah, that was 31% of the other number. But basically, we're insolvent. Imagine your household. If you paid a third of your income to interest, like credit card interest, you can't continue like that. Anyway, President Trump's going to make America great again. And these bankers are the ones it's talking about here in Habakkuk. They have done all this through murder and corruption, all that they have done. And really, that's what's behind. I'm going to talk about this in a second. This is why they don't want Pete Hegseth. That has been such a money laundering scheme, a way for them to steal money from us and through the military industrial complex. That is why they hate Pete Hegseth. You know, my friend came to me and he's like, why are they hating this guy so bad? That's why. It's the money. It's the money. Of course. They don't care about him sleeping around. They don't care. They don't care anything about that, of course. And Congressman Mullins called him out on their hypocrisy. That's clearly not the issue. And the issue is that they know that he's going to audit. Anyway, I'll get to that here in a second. All right. So then another post that President Trump said is he replied to Ron DeSantis, who was saying that they're going to support President Trump in, let me just read it, state and local officials in Florida will actively facilitate the Trump administration's policies against illegal immigration, and to do that, which we need to do immediately, to set aside and approve the necessary funding and resources now. They're going to, like, we need to get started now. So he's calling a special session on January 27th, the week after President Trump is sworn in, calling for the legislature to appropriate funding for detention, relocation, transportation, infrastructure, local law enforcement and support, and everything else needed for Florida to carry out this mission. So this is his proclamation right here. Amazing that he's jumping on it. And President Trump said he hopes that all the other governors will do the same, will follow in that effort. Yeah. So yeah, I feel that the Republican governors will, the Democratic governors will not. And so, you know, but Holman's not going to stop under any circumstances. He's going to move forward with this day one. 6 days, you guys. 6 days. Yes. Pete will make the military great again. Yes. All right. So I wanted you to see what President Trump said about that. He posted that. So here is Pete Hegseth. And here's my list. Why? Because if he's the Secretary of Defense, that will end the New World Order's woke agenda, turning our military into sissies. I mean, this whole thing has just been so embarrassing. And that's, they're laughing at us. And that will end day one. Day one. So I just, 6 days, right? Oh, goodness. It seems like it's taken forever. Anyway, that will end the theft of billions of dollars through the military-industrial complex. That will end the worldwide wars for profit and death. End it. Done. And, you know, he will be working along with President Trump. Nothing will happen unless President Trump gives the go-ahead. So you trust me, the wars will cease. President Trump has been, talking about this meeting with Putin, how they are working toward ending these wars and really ending NATO, which has caused all these wars. How about that? Anyway, he says he will also audit the DOD and hold these thieves accountable. You know, they haven't been through an audit in forever. So then you'll be able to get down to the bottom of where the money went and who got it and who needs to be held to account. This is why they came out guns blazing against Pete Hegseth. And the thing is, yes, they were so rude to him. They were so rude. And clearly obvious, you know, the thing that we need to help people connect the dots is they don't have a problem with anything that, you know, it's not that he's done anything wrong or that he's not, you know, can't do the job. They're afraid he's going to do the job too well. That's the thing they're afraid of. They're afraid that he's going to clean house. And that's what they can't stand for. The other thing, yes, he was unflappable today, Songbird. The other thing is all these military people were out supporting him you know, because they know that he's a veteran, a true veteran who's had, you know, military time. He knows what it's like to go into these fields of battle. Of course, he's got two, was it Harvard, a Harvard degree and some other degree. I mean, he's, you know, very well accomplished. Do not worry about that. All the people who are supporting him are saying, look, you know, we've been telling our family and friends, do not join the military under this woke Millie and the current DOD. Don't join this woke thing. No telling what they will do to you. We know people who've gone there. They've gotten Lord only knows what injected into them. And they come back and they are in PTSD, something horrible, right? I just did a video about Ibogaine. Go and check that out if you haven't seen that video I did just a week or two ago. So amazing to see how these people are getting well. But, you know, under Pete, that will not happen. That will stop all of this evil that they have done. So, and they, of course, trying to get them to wear lipstick and just on and on. These people, I'm just so sick of these people. Anyway, the point is they now are saying under Pete Hegseth, you know, they want to say, join. You can join the military again under Pete Hegseth as the Secretary of Defense. We've got to have our numbers come up for our national defense, of course. Anyway, so that's what's going on today. That was a big day. Such a patient person to put up with this. But he knows he's got President Trump's full support. So, yeah, I would really contact your Social Security. Contact your congressman and say, we support Pete Hegseth. Vote for him or that's your you-know-what. All right. This traitor. Who wants to talk about this traitor? Yeah. This Christopher Wray, FBI director, was on his way out the door, and so he had to go and talk to 60 Minutes. Yeah, I used to watch 60 Minutes. That was before I woke up. Maybe they used to be good. Maybe I was just too asleep to realize what they were doing. Either way, they're woke and controlled by the New World Order cabal. So I never watched them, but they were they had him on, and this is one of the things he talked about. I want you to hear what he had to say about the Chinese government. Of course, my concern is not the Chinese government, but the New World Order, right? Whatever.
Program is by far and away the world's largest, bigger than that of every major nation combined. And has stolen more of Americans' personal and corporate data than that of every nation, big or small, combined. But even beyond the cyber theft, there's another part of the Chinese cyber threat that I think has not gotten the attention publicly that it, I think, desperately deserves, and that is Chinese government's pre-positioning on American civilian critical infrastructure to lie in wait on those networks, to be in a position to wreak havoc and inflict real-world harm at a time and place of their choosing.
The Chinese have already insinuated malware into critical American infrastructure.
That's correct.
Like what?
Things like water treatment plants. We're talking about transportation systems. We're talking about targeting of our energy sector, the electric grid, natural gas pipelines. And recently, we've seen targeting of our telecommunications system.
Okay. All right, where do we start with this creep? Okay, let's just pretend that our big problem is China, which we know our big issue is the New World Order criminal cabal, which many of them are leading China. Okay. How did this happen under your watch? What have you been doing? What have you done? And now you're just telling us this now when you're walking out the door. I think he's fear mongering, right? And so that if anything does happen, if they do attack the critical infrastructure like he's talking about, the water, the power, all this, he's saying, you know, it's China. I don't believe a word out of his mouth. Not a word out of his mouth. He's directing us to China when the issue is he knows good and well that our enemy. The ones who are trying to stop Trump, which is the criminal cabal. Call them whatever you want to call them, okay? And so, you know, he's a traitor, clearly, and he's out. And Kash Patel is in. And just like Pete Hegseth is going to clean house in the DOD, Kash Patel is going to clean house in the FBI. So I don't care anything about what this man has to say. And patriots are in control. President Trump is in control, they're going to stop all of this mayhem, all this evil. 6 days, you guys. They're going to stop all this evil to our infrastructure, all the things that they've been doing. Bottom line, all these ones, these criminals, these demons, basically, the ones who are infilled with demons, have got to be arrested. Nothing's going to be solved until these people are arrested. And you and I are going to keep calling for them to be arrested and to be removed from us until they are. And we know that nothing's going to stop until that happens. So I'm hoping that's happening on the 20th. Anyway, we'll see. We'll see exactly what it is. But the point is, I don't care what you say, Christopher Wray. We don't trust you at all. And thankfully, you are out. All your reign of terror, your reign of evil, your reign of being a puppet for these criminals is over. He's just a minion of the deep state criminal cabal network at the very top. He's just one of those, just a puppet. You're just a puppet, but you will be held to an account. You will. All right. So I just wanted you to see that, and just in case you saw it, this video, and I didn't want you to be upset or worried about this. Trump is in control. Patriots are in control. We're going to get all these people gone. They're going to be gone. All right. So did you guys see this? Okay, so the latest thing is that TikTok is supposed to be stopped by the day before President Trump takes office, by Monday of next week. So TikTok, of course, the kids who love TikTok, you know, millions of people love TikTok. I'm not really a TikTok person, but either way, I believe strongly that it has helped to win the election because the truth came out on TikTok, and the truth has come out about what's truly going on with Palestinians on TikTok. So for those two reasons alone, I'm a pro TikTok person, you know, even though I don't personally use it. The point is, look at this. China is in talks to sell TikTok to Elon Musk. How about that? Here we go. I don't know. This is a lot of moving parts, But either way, if he does what he did on Twitter, which is now X, if he does that same thing on TikTok, then it's going to be great. And there's going to be free speech. And poor little creepy Zuckerberg can go sit and cry somewhere. You lose again, Zuckerberg. Nobody trusts a word you say. And I'll tell you this, the people who are on TikTok will never go back to Facebook or Meta. Forget it. They are over it. They don't care if he goes on Joe Rogan every day, because they know that he has banned them, censored them, all that. And they're like, we're not interested at all. Just like you and I. You know, I'm actually right now, I am live streaming this on Facebook because, you know, one of my other channels on Facebook banned, 3 years ago, whatever it was, maybe 2020, whenever it was, when the YouTube one got banned. But the point is, now for some reason I can live stream and it has not been banned. So I'm using this Facebook for anybody who's over there. So if you have people on Facebook, share it over on Facebook. It's under @MelissaRedPill. So you can go and share it. But, you know, I don't trust him, you know, at all. I'm using it, but I don't trust that. I do, you know, I'm doing a lot on X. I really encourage you to be over on my X, which is Melissa Redpill. I have, I'm live streaming this on X right now, and I have been able to say anything I wanted to say, and I have not had any banning. I don't even think I'm having shadow banning, but I just need you guys to come over there and kind of help me and like over there and post and comments and that type of thing to help it to get it moving along like it was before. Because before we had like 70,000 people on there until our former X account was banned. I love our Telegram. I've been, you know, we've had our Telegram all these years, and I'm so glad we have. I'm so glad we've have the ability to do chat on Rumble. But, you know, the thing is, we're on X because that's a place where a lot of normies are. A lot of the conversation is happening. Really, the normies are mostly on Facebook, and a lot of the people who are awake and who are looking and hungry for information are over on X. So if you guys can help me with that, that would be so fantastic. Just whenever you can, go over to my account, Melissa Redpill, and just like and comment, and that just can help this truth to get out there. So yeah, people ask me, you know, what can we do to help? Anyway, the point is, what do y'all think if he purchases TikTok? That would be, oh, I'm telling you, Zuckerberg would be like so mad. Want him to buy it just for that reason alone. But that's one of the reason I want him to buy it. Yeah. So, and One Heart Landlady, I do too. I'm so thankful for Telegram and Rumble because that's how we've been able to stay together all this time. And we've been able to share the truth with each other and get the truth out in various places. But just really, X is where a lot of people are getting their information now. Really, Telegram is more for people who are awake, and really we're trying to reach the ones who are not. And especially because, you know, I feel like our job is to help people understand how this is biblical. And so that's where it's so important for us to try to reach people as, you know, wherever we can, however we can. And X is a big place to do it. So if you guys can help me with that, I would really appreciate it. Oh, and this is, don't forget, today is the 14th. For a couple more days, they're having this, the detox that I was telling you about. I wanted to just remind you guys this, that it's I don't know exactly what day it's gonna stop, but this is just for $25. It's a $25 special. So if you go to my health page, freedomforce.live/health, okay, I'm going to pop this link right here in the chat. Right there is the health page, and this is where I have all kinds of great things. I have new things I've just found out about that can help. I'm telling you, we're sharing about how to get well and forget Big Pharma. Forget them. I just found out about how to help with mold. Anyway, I'm not going to get off into that whole subject, but anyway, so just stay tuned on that. It's really exciting because my sister, I hated this, but she was really struggling with, she got a mold attack, and she was in terrible straits. And so we found the solution. I'm just, you know, of all the things that, you know, that happen, we learn the answer. And I'm so thankful that I can share that with you guys. So hang on tight. It's actually over on Keto Carry, over on this one right here. But anyway, so this one is the one to detox at your cellular level and your gut. And it's just for $25. If you click on that link right there, then it will take you to this channel, this page right here, where it says the Pure Body and the Pure Body Extra. And they have this $25 offer right there to claim your $25 for that. It's amazing what this man has done to help us to be purged of all that they have done to our gut and at our cellular level, as in the jab. All right, so I want you to see that. I just put that over on the social on the chat. All right, did you guys see this? This Wall Street Apes, I don't know if he's the one. Somebody went out into California and they did a video of the Los Angeles Fire Department repair yard. Look at this. I'm going to make it bigger so you can see. Check this out. What are other, okay, it said it was by the film, hang on, let me go back and see if I can get it where I can see it. Hang on. Film the Police LA. Oh, that's not what I meant to do. I'm so bad about hitting the wrong button. Okay, here we go. Film the Police LA. This great patriot went out and filmed the fire department repair yard in Los Angeles. So somehow or another, these trucks need to be repaired. Look at all these trucks. Look at all these trucks. They can't go out and do any fighting fires because they're, you know, all at the repair yard. This is, it's just beyond words. It's not, It's incompetence, no doubt. It's incompetence, but it's intentional. I could go on and on and on about this. I'm telling you, there's so many people who do such pitiful work. I shouldn't even get off into the subject. Have y'all ever worked for companies and you're like, there's so many people who are doing little of nothing? They do little of nothing. And they just, you know, just push things off for someone else to do, or just let things go. And things just fall into disrepair, and they're not being taken care of. It makes me nuts. I'm just not wired that way. I mean, wired to do a good job. I just don't understand people who go and they get a paycheck and they don't take care of things. Somebody did not take care of these fire trucks. And now look, the taxpayers have paid for these fire trucks. President Trump just posted something about this, about the homeowners who pay all these taxes to have the fire trucks, and then they end up taking the money and using it for something else instead of repairing the fire trucks and having good firefighters. And now that, so the people are ending up, you know, losing everything. They've already paid the taxes so that they will be protected, and they're not being protected. He just posted about that. It's just so awful. It makes me crazy. You know, and it seems like so many people are just like okay with that. I don't get that. I don't understand people not caring about people doing piss poor work. Okay, am I the only one? Thank you, Aspen WYE girl. You are so right, Melly. I am right. It's awful. We need everybody doing a good job. And then it's almost, when you're in there trying to do a good job, you get treated like, well, what are you doing? Why are you trying to do a good job? Are you, you know, I've even been told I'm too white. Okay, but I'm going to get off into a whole other thing if I don't watch out. But the point is, everybody needs to do a good job and stop just being, you know, I don't even know. I better stop. Anyway, endless amounts of vehicles that could be used to fight the Pacific Palisades fires right there in the repair yard. That's happening all over this country. People doing this pathetic work and not getting the jobs done, and things falling into disrepair, and you know, and then you don't hear about it, even know about it, until you have a catastrophe like what's happening in California. I'm telling you, the Millennial Kingdom has got to be where everybody does a good job. Or don't take the job. Don't take the job. And it can't be uncool to do a good job. How did it become uncool to do a good job? Okay, this is one of my pet peeves, clearly. All right, so now look at this. These poor people in California. It's just so awful. Okay, so then, even worse than that, Gavin Newsom is having fun and just doing the little happy dance over this. Look at this. He excitedly dances. Thank you, MJ Truth Ultra. He excitedly dances as he spoke with Hawaiian Governor Josh Green about land use ideas, and he already has legal teams ready to move forward on land grabs. Why, of course, would he talk with Hawaii? Of course, they did the very same thing in Maui, where they grabbed all this land after this terrible catastrophe, right? These terrible fires. I was talking to Josh Green, the governor down in Hawaii, who had some ideas already around some land use concerns he has around speculators coming in and buying up the properties. Oh my gosh. We're working together with our legal teams to move these things forward. We'll be presenting those in a matter of days, not weeks. Can you imagine? Please, President Trump, find a way to put this man in prison. Please. I hope President Trump knows a way to do that. I hope he can put this man behind bars under the jail.
I was just talking to Josh Green, the governor down in Hawaii, who had some ideas around some land use concerns he has around speculators coming in, buying up properties, and the like. So we're already working with our legal teams to move those things forward. And
can you imagine? Did you guys know about that? Had y'all seen that? and his little dance. Yeah, yeah. So I had posted this thing where he's dancing. Yeah, how you dance when you have destroyed a state and stolen all the assets. Yeah, yeah. It's just only a demon. I'm telling you, only a demon would to celebrate after all this devastation. And then this is the new thing called Smart LA 2028, Technology for a Better Los Angeles. How do they have all this set up when the embers have not even cooled? How is that? Because this is it's planned. And look at the eye. You see the eye of Ra. You're looking through the eye of Ra, the eye of evil. That's what that eye is right there. Yeah. Yeah, these people are too much. And then here he's got something else. I can't remember what this one is.
The opportunity, I think, to rebuild at the same time. And that's why we're already organizing a Marshall Plan. We already have a team of looking and reimagining LA 2.0. And we're making sure everyone's included, not just the folks on the coast.
Okay, President Trump, lock him up. Lock him up. Lock him up. They have done so much to California. California was beautiful. It was run so well. Remember when Reagan ran it? It was beautiful. Everybody wanted to go live in California, and it was, you know, it was a beautiful place to live. And yes, maybe it was a little more expensive, but it was beautiful and just everybody having a great time there. And just now it's ruined. Make California great again. Get rid of this guy. So they already, we already have all these plans. Oh, we're gonna take all this land and steal. It's exactly what's happened to the Palestinians. This is how they do it, through war, through fires, through some kind of devastation, and they just make it where, you know, we can't, you know, it's too dangerous to build there anymore. Some cockamamie excuse. Oh, it's too dangerous. Did you say? Oh, I didn't even pull this one. Biden came along and said, you know, that we're going to give these people $770 one-time payment. Just like, you know, they got a $20 increase over the people in North Carolina. I mean, it's more than I can even talk about. Come on, 6 days. Hurry, hurry, President Trump. Lock them up. Everybody has to be screaming, lock them up. And the honest truth is, you know, some of these, we already talked about this, some of these people are likely in on it, that they wanted to cover up their crimes, and they didn't have, I'm sure, their insurance canceled like so many other people. Anyone who has insurance, it's suspicious if they still have insurance. You know, these people are trying to use all this mayhem to cover up their crimes. They have got to be arrested. Everyone has to call for their heads, call for judgment to fall on them. In the past, I don't know that they really were awake to see it. And I hope now, I hate that this has come to their doorstep, but I hope now that everybody sees it. Everybody needs to see this little happy dance. Oh, yes, and we've found ways to take the land. He's just saying it. He's just out there saying it. What do y'all think about that? I mean, it's shocking. It's shocking. All right. So I wanted you guys to see, many times I've talked about the promises that the Lord has of just removing these evildoers from us. And I wanted you to see this clip from Zechariah, this verse from Zechariah chapter 2. And it's very, very similar to Revelation chapter 11. Let me back up just a little bit. It says here, when I looked again, this is in Zechariah chapter 2. It says, when I looked again, I saw a man with a measuring line in his hand. Where are you going? I asked. He says, I'm going to measure Jerusalem to see how wide and how long it is. Okay? So I had a kind of a neat revelation. I had a neat revelation about this. Oh, really? Restenbaum Getty Museum was covered with insurance? Of course they were. And they I don't think it went down, right? Restenbaum, I think that the Getty, last I heard, Getty Museum was intact. Maybe I haven't seen the latest on that, maybe though. All right, anyway, back to this. Look at Revelation 11. It says the two witnesses, is about this chapter. Revelation 11, I was given a measuring stick. I was told to go and measure the temple of God and the altar and count the number of worshipers. Okay, so you see the similarities between Zechariah and Revelation are almost identical. okay? And I go into this in the book, End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace. No. I'm sorry. I go in this book, Major Clues from Minor Prophets. So Zechariah is one of the, quote, minor prophets. And so I go into that. It's the longest chapter because Zechariah is a long chapter. It's very involved. But that's one of the reasons you might want to go on to my website, freedomforce.live, and listen to the audiobook, because Zechariah is probably one of the most complex ones because it is like the book of Revelation, okay? Anyway, so you see here, Zechariah he was told to measure Jerusalem to see how wide and how long it is. And what was John told to do? I was given a measuring stick. Go and measure the temple of God and the altar and count the number of worshipers. What is the point? Okay, let's back up. The Lord told us to go and fill the earth with believers. He says, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Teaching them everything I've commanded you and baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. All right, so this has been our charge. This has been our job, to go into the world and fill the earth with believers. Fill the earth with, because back in the day, which is the people in the Middle East, this one little, so then they started branching out into Europe, and they started spreading into Russia and into India and into Africa. And so just spreading throughout the whole world, and it's taken 2,000 years, which our Lord Jesus said, even to the end of the age. And age is 2,000 years. He was telling us it was going to take 2,000 years to get this job done. So he's saying, okay, is it ready? Go measure it. Are there people all over the world now? Go measure my worshipers. Do we have worshipers all throughout America? Do we have worshipers all throughout, not every man, woman, and child? Okay, it's not saying that. But do we have people, the sweet aroma of Christ in every place, as it talks about in, I think it's Colossians. Do you have believers in every place who, when I whistle, remember that verse that says, I'll whistle and my people will come running. When he whistled, we heard him. And even people who maybe don't even necessarily know the Bible or even know the Lord, as soon as they got that call, they're like, hey, I'm awake now. I'm going to fight this cabal with everything I've got. And they've been fighting ever since, right? And so there would be a day he would whistle and we would wake up and start fighting. But we had to have believers all over the world, in pockets here, pockets there, all over the world, in Venezuela, in Mexico, in China, in Russia, in Africa, all over the world, right? So he says he was given this measuring stick to go and measure. And so in Revelation, he's like, okay, they measured and I've measured and there are believers. And so if you go down to Revelation 11:11, then he says, after this period of time, after this 3.5 days of fighting and struggling and working and trying to bring in the kingdom into the world and fill the earth with believers, God breathed life into them and they stood up. You see what I'm saying? Do y'all catch that? That was the whole thing. He's saying, measure. Is the world ready? Is the world ready to wake up? Are they ready for me to wake up my fighters? That's you. And that this coming Saturday, that's what we're going to be talking about. This coming Saturday, we're doing the new chapter, chapter 11 on End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace study guide. Okay, chapter 11 is on the fighters, the knighthood, and that you have been knighted, right? To be the ones who are fighting in this battle. And there are a lot of people who love the Lord. They love him, but they just weren't chosen for this job. They are asleep. You may have loved ones who are asleep. That's okay. They weren't necessarily chosen for this, and that's okay. And one day they're going to, I just heard a songbird talking about this with somebody, or I just read that they were talking about, you'll be able to tell them, I told you so. Like with this thing today, I'm like, I told you so. I told you he was going to stop all this taxing, right? And I didn't really say it because Habakkuk said it, right? I didn't know. I just heard him reading what Habakkuk said. Anyway, the point is he's measuring, and are they ready? Well, back in the day, in Zechariah's day, they weren't ready. They weren't ready. They had to, it's kind of like it wasn't soup yet. Like dinner wasn't ready yet. They had to keep cooking, keep it in the oven a little bit longer. It's not quite ready. And so now it is. Clearly it is. As it says in Revelation 11:11, God breathed life into them and they stood up and terror struck all who were staring at them. They're like, we can't even believe it. These people are awake and they're fighting and they won't stop until we're in prison. And that includes this creepy Newsom, right? But if you look over on my website, freedomforce.live, I fixed my website. I was telling the other day, what did I do? I hit a wrong button. Anyway, so if you scroll down on the main page, you'll see this beautiful sign in the heavens. The Lord told us He would, when you see this sign of the Son of Man, you'll see the Son of Man coming in power. All the earth will mourn, and He will send forth His angels with a mighty trumpet blast to gather His chosen ones from the four corners of the earth. This is Matthew chapter 24, verse 30. And He would gather us once the measuring had been done. Okay? I think that's super cool. I just think that's cool. Okay. All right. So this is the beautiful sign in the heavens. I physically saw this sign in the heavens and I was following this sign. And I've told you guys many times, but those of you who are new, I saw Jupiter doing this loop, literally, and watched it as it was going along and did this loop in the womb, so to speak, of the woman in labor, Virgo. And I saw it doing this in the heavens. And I can testify that this is exactly what happened. I was able to see it. I was awake at that time and I was able to see it. All right. So back to Zechariah chapter 2. So he's told to go and measure. And as we know, they were not ready at that point. He says, hurry and say to that young man, Jerusalem will someday be so full of people and livestock, there won't be room enough for everyone there. Many will live outside the city walls. And then I myself will be a protective wall of fire around Jerusalem, says the Lord, and I will be the glory inside the city. So what is he saying? It's one day, as he said, the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters fill the sea. That's back to my Habakkuk that I first started with, the very last verse. I got to read this to you. I forgot to read this to you. Remember I was reading to you guys about the wealth of the nations? Look at this. Has not the Lord of Heaven's armies promised the wealth of the nations will turn to ashes? Huh. They've turned it into ashes. They've turned these homes into ashes on purpose. Anyway. All right. So it says, as the waters fill the sea, verse 14, the earth will be filled with an awareness of the glory of the Lord. In other words, there'll be believers all over the world. All right, so he's saying, hurry, say to them, there's going one day it's going to be filled. So just don't lose hope. And it's not going to be filled with evildoers. It'll be filled with righteous, just people who want peace and want to have their families and all that. All right, so he says, I will be the glory inside the city. Kind of like what I was reading, the earth will be filled with an awareness of the glory of the Lord. That's what it is. You see how this all really works together, whether it's Habakkuk or Zechariah or 2 or Revelation chapter 11. It says, the Lord says, come away, flee from Babylon in the land of the north, for I've scattered you to the four winds. Come away, people of Zion, you who were exiled in Babylon. Babylon is a place of evil. Babylon is basically the evil New World Order. We're like, no, we don't want to be a part of what they're doing, like Newsom is. He's wanting to be a part of this evil cabal. We're like, no, we're not being a part of that. He says, come away, people of Zion, God's city, you who are exiled in Babylon, come out of that. After a period of glory, the Lord of Heaven's army sent me against the nations who plundered you. For he said, anyone who harms you harms my most precious possession. I'll raise my fist to crush them, and their own slaves will plunder them. And then you will know that the Lord of Heaven's armies has sent me. How awesome is that? He is crushing them as we speak. Girls and boys, we're watching, coming up 6 days, the Lord is going to use us to crush them. This is what we're seeing. We're witnessing this. Get ready. Get ready. They're going to be crushed. They're going to be crushed. Does anybody here think that President Trump is going to go through all this and then let these people get away? No. After all that they've done to him, all they've done to us, he says he's our retribution, right? I will raise my fist to crush them and their own slaves will plunder them. That's us. Just as I was reading to you in Habakkuk, the debtors will take action and take all you have while you stand trembling and helpless. This is what it was talking about. I'm talking about when I say that on treasury.gov, the SDN list, is all their assets are being seized. We're plundering them. I'm telling you, we're seeing what has been told to the prophets thousands of years ago. This is probably 2,500 years ago that this was written, Zechariah was written. You will know that the Lord of Heaven's army has sent me. How about that? The Lord said, shout and rejoice, O beautiful Jerusalem, for I am coming to live among you. How about that? I am coming to live among you. What do you think about that, you guys? I'm coming to live among you, the Lord says. Many nations will join themselves to the Lord on that day, and they too will be my people. I will live among you, and you will know that the Lord of Heaven's army sent me to you. Okay, remember how I talk about that there are people who are Muslims who you know, they just have been brainwashed into thinking that, whatever, to follow Islam, but they really, from their heart, they love God. From their heart, they do, right? But Buddhists, they may have been misled on certain things, and Hindus have been misled. We've all been misled on things. You know, we've all been misled because the New World Order infiltrated these world religions and to use them for their own purposes, right? But the point is, the Lord knows the heart. He knows if people really, truly love him. And so he says that the nations, many nations, what he means is many people from all over the world, even if they have, you know, misunderstood certain things, they will all join to the Lord on that day. How awesome is that? And they will be my people too. And they'll recognize that we're all one big happy family. That's what he's saying. They will all, you know, as the woman at the well told the Lord Jesus, she says, I know when the Messiah comes, he'll explain all these things to us. This is what he's talking about. We'll all join together in that day, and we'll all be one people. How about that? Under Christ. I will live among you, and you will know that the Lord of Heaven's army sent me to you. The land of Judah will be the Lord's special possession in the Holy Land, and he will once again choose Jerusalem to be his own city. In other words, the city of God, not about a physical location. Don't think about a plot of dirt. Think of the city of God all over the world. This is where he dwells, is in his people. Be silent, and he will physically be here. I'm not saying he's not, but I'm just saying he will rule, and the righteous will rule with him, like Pete Hegseth, like Kash Patel, right? Instead of the Nancy Pelosi's and the Kamala's and the Biden's and these evildoers, the Newsom. Be silent before the Lord, all humanity, for he is springing into action from his holy dwelling. I love that. For he is springing into action from his holy dwelling. Oh, my goodness. Isn't that awesome? Who loves some Zechariah 2? Isn't that awesome? Zechariah 2, verse 13. Isn't that awesome? It's so exciting. So exciting. I want you to see that. And then Revelation 11 is talking about this very same thing, that we've measured the city. And now it's finally time. Now it's finally time for the Lord to awaken his people. Very, very exciting. Okay, I want you to see that. And if you haven't read that book right there, definitely check out. That one's just $2.99 on Amazon. End Times Major Clues from Minor Prophets. And you can share it with people. And then that whole chapter on Zechariah, you will absolutely, absolutely love it. And like I said, you can also get the audiobook on freedomforce.live, freedomforce.live, right there under audiobooks. All right, let me see if there's something else. Okay, I want you to read Proverbs 15:27. Proverbs are really good. Do you guys ever read the Proverbs just to get to gain the wisdom that we need? Because we need wisdom. I'm telling you, to get through this world, there is danger everywhere. But look at Proverbs chapter 15, verse 27. It says here, greed brings grief to the whole family, but those who hate bribes will live. How about that? That's a good proverb. Boy, Newsom should have read that one. So should Nancy Pants. All these people, Biden's, they should have read that one. They should have taken that one to heart. Greed brings grief to the whole family, but those who hate bribes will live. You know, we have to be, you know, the righteous people, like the Pete Hegseths, like the Kash Patels, like these people that they are fighting so hard against, are people who will not take bribes. They know that he will do the right thing. That's why they are fighting him so bad, because he won't take a bribe. President Trump won't take a bribe, of course. You know, they can't pay him off. Yeah, I wanted you guys to see all of that. Okay, I think, yeah, Proverbs, each proverb was, there were certain different ones were written by different people throughout the ages. Let me see, at the top of this one, let's see if it says here, where, yeah, that one doesn't have the name of who wrote those proverbs. Various people. All right. I think that's everything. Was there anything else you guys wanted to chat about? If you have any questions or whatever, don't forget, do your homework. And I'll be seeing you on Saturday. Before you know it, it'll be here. Okay. So don't forget to do your homework in End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace study guide. Okay. Chapter 11 about the knights. That's us and how the Lord chose us. And someone was just asking me, like, I don't see it. So basically, when you look at it, you realize that the Lord awakened us first, and that's the 144,000. He awakened his knights all over the world to fight in this battle. We see this clearly. There are a lot of people who are still asleep. But then if you look farther down in Revelation 14, you'll see, which is chapter 11 in the book, in the study guide, that then he is going to have a harvest of everybody. Everybody, just as I was reading to you from Zechariah, everybody's going to wake up all throughout the world and we'll all join together as one big family. And then it says also there's going to be a harvest of the grapes of wrath, as in these criminals. They will be harvested to judgment. And it says at the very end of Revelation 14 there that the blood flows to the horses' bridles. In other words, a bloodbath of judgment. Okay, it's obviously very picturesque language, but the point is, it's going to be huge judgment. And I hope that's the 20th. I'm ready. I know you guys are too. All right, I think that's everything. All right, so let's just, let me see if I guess we'll pray and let you guys tell me if there's anything else that I missed, and then I'm going to play this little clip and see if I can get through it without crying this time. Okay, let's pray. Let's pray. Hang on real quick. Okay. Hang on. Thank you so much, Lord. We praise you and we thank you that you have put all these things in your word for us, and that we can see clearly what your promises are, what you have promised to do, and that we have lived to see this day. And you've measured the temple, you've measured this out, and you see that we are ready. Humanity's ready. Ready or not, we've got to do this because these people are out to destroy humanity. And they have a lot of power to do so. But you are going to set us free. You are going to, you are guiding us through. And we're going to see these beautiful days ahead. This golden age. Not only for the taxes, but just the stopping of the wars and all these things. The health, everything breaking through that we just can't even imagine. Eyes not seen and ears not heard, nor has entered into the heart of man what you have prepared for those who love you. And this is people all over the world. I cannot wait for there to be a restoration of all humanity and for everyone to wake up and for all this deception to fall off. We cannot even wait. We're so ready. We're so thankful that you are the king of the world. That you love us and you have the power to do this. Lord, I just pray again for all those on the Freedom Force Battalion, everyone who's here, just pray you just continue to strengthen them and guide them, direct them, give them great joy and great peace in the battle. Help them to just hang on tight for 6 more days and just be filled with hope and joy and confidence that you are in control. Guide us on everything to eat, how to detox, how to take care of our bodies, how to take care of our families, just everything you would have us to do. We just ask you to speak clearly to us. Clearly, we are listening to you. Clearly, you are speaking to us. And so we know that you've seen us through this far and you will see us through to the end. And we just thank you. We just pray again for those who are going up before Congress. Mercy sakes, Lord, help them. Help the Pete Hegseths and the Cash Patels and all these ones who are just having to take all this grief. Thank you for President Trump. Bless him and just bless all these on the front lines. Just bless them and help them and give them the words to say in that very moment, and just give them supernatural strength. And us too, Lord. We need it to. And just use us however you see fit. Bring in your peoples who will do be the righteous, who will rule and reign with you. We pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. All right, girls and boys, I love you guys. I'll be on the chat for just a little bit longer so we can chat if you have any thoughts or questions. Don't forget, check out the special offer. There's a limited time offer so you can get this detox going for your at the cellular level and the gut level. I'm going to pop that over on the chat. And that's it. Got to go. All right, guys, I love you so much, and I will talk to you later.